You are welcome to the Buy in Grace podcast. Your host is Evangelist Emmanuel, and today's episode will empower your soul in Jesus' name.
You are welcome to episode 26 of the Power in Grace podcast, and today's title is Did you see Christians as disciples of Jesus today? The disciples of Jesus are people who surrender their lives to the Lord. And the difference between a disciple and an apostle is that the former is a follower of Jesus, while the latter is a special messenger of Jesus Christ. If you believe and obey the teachings of Jesus Christ, then you are a disciple. The research by Carnegie Endowment for International Peace had revealed that the disciples of Jesus are increasing at 1.32%. Christian population in 2013 is 1.99 billion and 2.21 billion across the world in 2014. The disciple of Jesus is leading the global population at 32%. And the top three largest national Christian populations are United States with 246.78 million, Brazil with 175.77 million, and Mexico with 107.78 million. I'm glad about the good news that the population of the disciples of Jesus Christ is the largest. But my question is, how faithful are the Christians to the call of disciples? How to become a disciple of Jesus. If you want to follow Jesus, then you must be interested in the two major rules. One, put aside selfish ambition. Selfish ambition means devoting all your time and energy to temporary things of this world. A disciple of Jesus must always consider the poor and to help the needy. Jesus says, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. You see that in Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. That was Jesus speaking to the young man who is interested to know what to do to gain heaven. A disciple of Jesus must be ready to deny the worldly enjoyment, because the primary aim of Jesus is to devote his time to preach the gospel and to help the needy. So, the disciple of Jesus must follow the same practices. If you are a disciple of Jesus, then always devote your free time to preach the gospel. The disciples of Jesus will not go to games, parties, casino, clubbing, movies, and all ungodly enjoyment of life. However, Christianity is not a boring life. Evangelism is full of fun when you are in the midst of the people who are eager to hear the good news of Jesus. The second thing you need to do to become a disciple of Jesus is to shoulder your cross daily. Your cross is the duty the Lord assigned to you. The disciples of Jesus must use their spiritual gifts for soul winning every day. And if you are a disciple of Jesus, you are expected to be focused with your responsibilities every day. You must not be distracted by the deputies of this world. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 to 26 in the NLT version says, then he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross daily, and follow me. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find true life. If a person is ashamed of me and my message, I, the Son of Man, will be ashamed of that person when I return in my glory and in the glory of the Father and the holy angels. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 to 11 also says, and there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributed to each one individually as he wills. If you don't shoulder your cross daily, then it will be easy for the distractions in this world to take you away from Jesus. Examples of terrible distractions that had crept into the Christendom include love of money, love of high positions in the church, acquisition of luxury, and imitation of worldly, ungodly style of doing things in the church. Jesus says in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 to 39, "And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." All right, let's talk about the duties of Jesus' disciples. When you give your life to Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you will be filled with the power and authority of the Lord. So, you are a disciple of Jesus when you become born again in Christ. Your main duties include 1. To preach the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ had never established the principle of division of labor to the global preaching of the gospel. I felt very uncomfortable when the settings and some parts of the Christendom had manipulated the original settings the Lord has designed for the preaching of the gospel. Some gatherers believe that it is the duty of the evangelist to go out there and preach to the unbelievers, and it is the duty of the pastors to sit down in the church to receive the new converts. And the obligation of the church members is to be faithful to the attendance of all the weekly services and their tithes. There's an error somewhere. Jesus made it an obligation to every follower to go out there and preach the kingdom of God. He's not interested in a church building worth of millions of dollars. Jesus always instructs the new disciple to go and preach the kingdom of God to people. For instance, in Luke chapter 9, verses 57 to 62, that is where you have a caption of an example of him preaching to new converts and telling them to preach the kingdom of God to people. He said in a particular verse, then he said to another, "Follow me, you go and preach the kingdom of God." The second duty of a disciple is to perform miracle. Since the power of Jesus is upon you, the healing power of God will flow through you into the body of the sick person. Always preach the gospel to everyone and pray for them. Then the powerful signs and wonders will proceed from the Lord into their lives. Jesus says in the book of Luke chapter 10 verses 8 and 9, "Whatever city you enter and they will receive you, eat such things as you are set before you and heal the sick there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you." Jesus said, "and heal the sick there." So every one of us would receive the divine power from the Lord to perform miracle in one form or the other. Believe it. The third duty as a disciple is to always give a daily report to the Lord. The Lord expects you to always give him a feedback on the task he assigned to you. Always ask yourself before going to bed, how many souls have you preached the gospel to? How many needy have you helped? The 72 disciples gave their report to Jesus in Luke chapter 10, verses 17. I read, "When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, 'Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we use your name.'" That's how powerful evangelism could be. The reward of every disciple of Jesus can be seen in the book of Luke chapter 10, verses 19 and 20, which says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. My question is, are you playing your role as a disciple of Jesus? I pray may the Lord God in heaven fill us with his Holy Spirit, that we would understand our roles in our journey of salvation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have been richly blessed. For more inspirational messages, please subscribe to www.fireandgrace.com. Thank you.